music and beyond.
Wednesday, July 8th. Morning Sound Alternative on KGNUAfterFM.com.
The KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU Board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours, or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 8 o'clock, and coming up next, we carry on KGNU's Monday evening lineup with 2 hours of the best of traditional and contemporary classical music. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU, your community-powered, member-supported radio for the Front Range and beyond. It's about 5 minutes past eight, and we're about midway through KGNU's Monday Night Classical Programming. I'm DJ Number 7, and if you're joining us after the Opera Box, thanks for sharing that last hour with me.
And I'm Iris Berkeley, and we're here together with you until 10 p.m. with a variety of classical favorites. You'll hear Brahms' Third Symphony coming up in our second hour, but also some works you may not be as familiar with, including some new releases. You've just heard two short pieces for harpsichord solo by François Couperin from a new anthology of the composer's harpsichord work recorded by American-born, Paris-based artist Joy Vinicourt. This just came out on Sedil Records. We heard two of what are really miniature tone poems from larger suites that the composer called Orders, Les Moissonniers and Les Moucherons.
And we have so much wonderful music waiting for us in the next 2 hours. We'd love to hear what you think of tonight's show. The email here at the studio is dj@kgnu.org. Next, we'll hear violinist Neve Ashkenazi and pianist Matthew Graybill off a recent Albany Records release called Violins of Hope, a recording commemorating the instruments used by Jewish musicians before and during the Holocaust. This is the first movement of Trois Pièces de Concert by composer Simon Lax tonight on KGNU's A Classic Monday.
Thank you. Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential things like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. There is no question pertaining to citizenship. Your responses cannot be used against you or shared with other agencies. You can participate in the 2020 Census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 844-468-2020. Let's work together to make sure everyone in Colorado is counted. Con apoyo de la campaña del censo de 2020 del condado de Boulder, este año nuestra nación realizará el censo requerido por la Constitución. El censo afecta a lo esencial, como la asistencia médica, la educación y la infraestructura. No hay una pregunta de ciudadanía, y sus respuestas no pueden ser utilizadas en su contra ni ser compartidas con otras agencias. Puede participar en el censo de 2020 en my2020census.gov o por teléfono al 844-468-2020. Trabajemos para asegurar que todos cuenten en Colorado.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
You've just heard a short piece by Mexican composer Samuel Zyman on tonight's edition of A Classic Monday on KGNU. That was from a new recording of chamber works from the flautist Jonathan Borja and pianist Lindsay Gerritsen, again on Albany Records. We heard the first movement of the Suite de la Mancha for flute, cello, and piano, entitled Don Quixote. I'm DJ number 7.
And I'm Iris Berkeley, and we're so glad you're here with us tonight. Send us an email and let us know how you're doing. That's dj@kgnu.org. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about tonight's playlist or hear any of your favorite KGNU programs or DJs, just visit afterfm.com anytime, 24/7. The time right now is 8:16, and up next, we'll hear a groundbreaking work by Amy Beach. Her dates are 1867 to 1944, and in her lifetime, she really was a force in shattering the glass ceiling for women composers. Despite being largely self-taught, she came to worldwide acclaim with her 1896 Gaelic Symphony, which we'll hear tonight, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra's premiere of that work made her the first woman in the world to have her symphony performed by a major orchestra. We'll hear all four movements of the Symphony in E minor, Opus 32, as recorded by Nimi Järvi and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is almost 8:57.
Are you missing live music this summer?
Aren't we all?
Hi, I'm Indra Raj.
And I'm Joel Davis.
And on Thursday, July 9th, during the Afternoon Sound Alternative, we'll be presenting Corona Palooza, a special 3-hour show featuring the artists we'll be missing on the concert circuit this year.
Even though we can't get funky at the Fox, pack ourselves in to Lost Lake or the Lion's Lair, or bake in the sun at Red Rocks, we can still gather around our radios, together, and listen to the many artists we won't be seeing this summer.
So join us from noon to 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th on KGNU as the Afternoon Sound Alternative does Corona Palooza.
And we've just heard the Gaelic Symphony of Amy Beach on tonight's edition of A Classic Monday, as performed by Nimi Yervi and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. I'm Iris Berkeley.
And I'm DJ Number 7. And we'll start the second hour of tonight's program with a trio of largely forgotten songs by French composer Charles-Marie Vidor. He's best known for his work for organ, but he also wrote ballet music, operas, and a variety of chamber and orchestral works. This recording features sopranos Rebecca Wasco-Hayes and Nicole Leop-Hanek, bass Alan Sanders, and pianist Susan McDaniel. And we'll hear, in order, Lia Immorta, Il Tempo Passata, and Je ne croyais pas au bonheur. You are listening to A Classic Monday on your community-powered radio station, KGNU.
Se
You've just heard a trio of rarities from French composer Charles-Marie Vidor on a new recording of his vocal chamber works featuring sopranos Rebecca Vasco-Hayes and Nicole Leopanek, bass Alan Saunders, and pianist Susan McDaniel. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU, your community-powered radio station, and we're so glad you've joined us tonight. I'm DJ number 7.
And I'm Iris Berkeley, and we hope you're having a wonderful night. Let us know how you're doing. The email here is dj@kgnu.org, and we'd love to hear from you. Coming up next is a sampler of short pieces by Armenian-Scottish-American composer Alan Hovhaness, two featuring cellist Christina Gayans, off an album called Across the Ages, Hovhaness Music for Cello. We'll hear the first movement of two different works, namely his suite for cello and piano opus 193, followed by the first movement of his Nigoran for cello, timpani, and four percussion, opus 237. After that, we'll hear a Tao Kuei Records recording for solo piano featuring Nicola Josmin, also a first movement. This is the opening of his Sonata Opus 368 called Tsuguharu Fujita's Sleeping Cat. Now keep in mind as you're listening, Hovhaannes liked cats. His catalog, pun intended, includes such works as Night of the White Cat for clarinet and piano, two more piano sonatas called Fred the Cat and To Hiroshige's Cat, plus a vignette called Sleeping Cat from his sketchbook of Mr. Purple Poverty. A man after my own heart, you're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU.
Thank you. One way to help keep yourself and your community safe in the age of COVID-19 is to listen to KGNU. One way to support KGNU's coverage is to donate a vehicle you no longer need. Learn more at kgnu.org or by calling 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
And thanks to all our supporters, particularly our listener members, you are what makes us possible to bring you truly independent media and music to soothe your soul. You've just heard a sampler of Chamber Works by Alan Hovhaness on tonight's edition of A Classic Monday. The time right now is 9:19 p.m. I'm Iris Berkeley.
And I'm DJ Number 7. And we did promise you some Brahms at the beginning of tonight's program. That time has come. Next, we'll hear his Third Symphony, as performed by the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra under the direction of George Zell. Now, this work may not be quite as well known as its cousin, the Second Symphony, which is also featured on this recording, but that's not because it's lacking in power or might. This four-movement work transports the listener to a world of musical landscapes over its 35 or so minutes. That does make it the shortest of Brahms's four symphonies, though one might be tempted to call it small but mighty. Hans Richter, who conducted the premiere of the symphony with the Vienna Philharmonic in 1883, declared it Brahms's Eroica. And here's a bit of trivia. Even though Brahms's rival, Richard Wagner, died earlier that year, the hot-button issue of Wagner versus Brahms had not yet faded away. So much so that there was a minor brawl between Brahms and Wagner fans at the premiere performance that nearly ended in a duel. We hope your listening experience tonight is far more peaceful. You are listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU.
Thank you.
You've just heard Brahms's Third Symphony on tonight's edition of A Classic Monday on KGNU. That recording featured the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra under the direction of George Sell on a Sony Essential Classics release. I'm Iris Berkeley.
And I'm DJ Number 7. We're getting closer to the end of tonight's program. The time right now is 9:56. But that's not the end of tonight's classical programming on KGNU. Be sure to stay tuned at 10 for The Present Edge, 2 hours of contemporary performances with your host, Anne Cantillo. And don't forget, you can always replay any of KGNU's classical programs or anything else from our musical archives by visiting afterfm.com. Up next is a work for small woodwind ensemble by contemporary composer Tim Jansa. This is a new recording from the Atlanta Chamber Winds of a piece called Morning Sides. It's in three movements, and we'll hear the first two as we wrap up tonight's show. They are entitled The City and The Arts.
Thanks again for joining us tonight. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We are your hosts for A Classic Monday the first week of every month, and we hope you'll join Ron Nadel next week for another edition of A Classic Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. on your member-supported, community-powered radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to DJ number 7 and Iris Berkeley with the Classical Music Show. Every Monday you can catch classical music. 7 to 8 you can hear opera music. 8 to 10 you can hear classical music And then from 10 to 12, that's this show, we're going to hear The Present Edge. I'm Ann Cantillo, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We're going to hear another woodwind piece. This one is for 16 winds, and it is by Ioannis Xenakis, and it is directed by Richard Dufayo, and Festival Chamber Ensemble. Thank you.